Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Aleph, daf 41. We left off on Mem Amud Bet 40b, towards the middle of the page, towards the bottom of the page, right before the long lines. And let's jump right in. Shor ha'itzdadin enu chayav mita. We said the ox from the itzdadin, like a stadium ox, that we explained in the Mishnah, what did they do with this type of ox? So if we go back to the Mishnah, Rashi explains that they used to teach this ox to go out and gore. This was the job of the ox. And we said he's not chayav mita. So by the way, the Gemara says we have a halacha question. What about for putting him on the mizbeach? Rav amar kasher. Rav says he's kosher. Ushmuel amar pasul. And Shmuel says no, he's pasul. So Rav amar kasher. Rav says he's kasher. Anusu. It's out of his control. Shmuel amar pasul. Shmuel says pasul. Harin evad ba avira, because an avira was done by this animal. Maybe the Gemara says I have a question. If you look at the pasuk says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael amar talehem adam ki akriv mikem korban l'Adonai." If you bring a korban mina behema, from the behema mina bakar u mina tzon takrivu et korbanchem. So the Gemara splits up the pasuk. Min ha behema lo tzi daroveah v'ten nirba. That's coming to exclude the person who is rovea and the person who is nirba, meaning the animal who goes with a woman animal or is sodomized himself. Was with an animal is with him. Meaning, let's say a man went with a animal, male animal went with a female animal, or if a male animal came with this female animal, both of them would be pasul. So mina bakar lautziat anevad, that coming to exclude that which is served as avodah zara. Mina tzon lautziat amukta, to exclude that which is set aside as a sacrifice for avodah zara. And then it says mina tzon with extra vav lautziat anogiach, that's coming to exclude an animal that gores from being sacrificed. Amar Rabbi Shimon im neemar rovea lama neemar nogiach. If it says rovea, why does it say nogeach? If neemar nogeach, lama neemar rovea, and vice versa. Because each one has something that the other one doesn't have. Rovea asabo ones keratzon. Rovea we made someone who's out of his control, like it was willingly. Whereas nogeach lo asabo ones keratzon, but we did not do that by a goring ox. Nogeach mishalem kofer, nogeach pays the kofer payment. Rovea eino mishalem et kofer, whereas rovea does not pay the kofer payment. Lefikach hutzrach lomar rovea vehutzrach lomar nogeach. That's why we needed to say both of them. Katani miyad, but nevertheless we taught rovea asabo ones karatzon, nogeach lo asabo ones karatzon. We said rovea we made ones karatzon, but a nogeach, a goring ox, we did not make ones karatzon. So the Gemara says, lemay hilcheta, in what regards is that said? Lav le korban, is it not referring to by a korban? And therefore, for a goring ox, we don't make ones like ratzon, and as if he did it willingly. The Gemara says, lo, liktala, no, that's referring to murder, that's referring to putting to death. So the Gemara says, achinami mistabran, this also makes sense. Diamar le korban, if you say it's for korban, nogeach lo asabo ones karatzon. You said a goring ox. We don't make ones keratzon. Love ones didektiv, v'lav ratzon didektiv. It doesn't write by this animal ones, and it doesn't write by this animal ratzon. So ella love liktala. It must be. It's referring to killing. That's what the topic is referring to. Amar more nogeach mishalem et kofer. He says a goring ox pays the kofer payment for killing. Rovea eino mishalem et kofer. Rovea does not pay the kofer payment. So hey chidame, what's the case? Ilema de rav'a. Maybe it's referring to he did rovea. He was with another animal, but he didn't kill the animal, the woman animal. Hold on, that's not. Well, what's the reason he's not paying a kofar there? Is because he didn't kill the animal. You only pay a kofar payment when you kill the animal. So Amar Abaye leolam de rava velo katla. It's referring to where he was with the animal, but he didn't kill the animal. And they brought the female animal to the Beit Din and they killed the animal, put them to death. So ma'u de tema flipping the amud. I would have thought kiman de katla dame. It's as if this animal killed that animal. Kamashmalan, that's coming to teach us that no, that's not the case, and this animal didn't kill that animal. Rava says, Le'olam de Rava v'katla. Really, no. He was with the animal, and he killed the animal. Udekakash elach, mali katla. Sorry, I think I skipped a line. Going back. Maybe it's talking about that he did Rovea and he killed. So Madli Katla Bekarna, Madli Katla Berivya, what's the difference if he did, if he killed with his horns? And what's the difference if he killed by being with the animal? Ella, must be, the Rava Velo Katla, must be he was with the animal and didn't kill the animal. So the Gemara says, Hai, Delo Mishalem Kofer, Mishum Delo Katlahu. The reason he's not paying a kofer is because he didn't kill the animal. So Amar Rabbi, Lulam De Rava Velo Katla, he was with the animal, he didn't kill them. That Tuala Beit Dinah Vekatla, Katlua, they brought the animal, the female animal, to the Beit Din and killed them and put them to death. Ma'ud Dehema would have thought, Kiman De Katla Dame, flipping Niamud, it's as if you killed them, Kamashmanan, it's not like you killed them. Rava Amar, Rava says, Lulam De Rava Vekatla, really, it's like you were with the animal and you killed the animal. You asked, what's the difference if you killed with horns or if you killed with being with the animal? So Karen, Kavanatola Hezik, Hai, Kavanatola Hanat Atzmohu. With the horns, the intention of the animal is to cause damage. Whereas in this case, the animal is not to cause damage, it's for its own pleasure, and therefore you would not be liable to the kofar payment. B'mai pliki, what's the machloket? B'regel shedarsa al gabei tinok v'chatzar nizak. The legs of an animal that was dores on the baby in the courtyard of the damaged one. So la abaye mishalem kofer, la rava lo mishalem kofer. According to abaye, you pay the kofer, and according to rava, you do not pay the kofer. Tana kvedi the rav, we have a bride like rav. Shor ha'it stadin einu chayav mita. The ox of the stadium is not liable to death. V'kasher l'gabei mizbeach, he's kosher for the mizbeach. It's like he was against his will. It wasn't willingly, and therefore he is kosher to the mizbeach. Okay, new mishnah. Shor shenagach et ha'adam v'met. If you have an ox that gored a person and died, mu'ad mishalem kofer, v'tam patur min ha'kofer, a mu'ad pays the kofer, tam is exempt from kofer, v'zeh v'zeh chayvin mita, both of them are liable to death. Whether, and the same thing applies whether it was a young boy or a young girl that was killed, that would same thing would apply. Nagach eved o ama, if he killed a slave or a maidservant, gored and he gored a slave or a maidservant, noten shloshim slaim, he pays 30 slaim, ben shehu yafe mea mane, ben sheino yafe ele dinar echad, whether the animal is worth 100 mane or it's only worth 1 dinar, still you pay the 30 slaim. So the Gemara says, "V'chimi achar demitam katleinan lei muad hechi mashkachala." Hold on. From the fact that if it was a calm animal, you would put them to death, you would kill them. So where do we find the case of muad? So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, "Hacham ma'askina." What are we dealing with here? Kigon sha'amaduhu l'shloshah bnei adam. They evaluated it for three people that were hurt. Meaning Rashi says he ran after three people, and they all ran away from him. And they evaluated that if these people didn't run away, the animal would have killed them. That's what it's talking about, that you find a mu'ad. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, umdana lav klumu. No, this valuation is nothing. Ela hachama iskina, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shesiken l'shosha bnei adam. He caused danger to three people, meaning the first two he gored, they didn't die. And then the third one he gored, when he gored and killed the third one, all three of them died. So therefore, he would pay the kofar payment for that. That's mu'ad. Rav Zavid Amar, Kigon Shaharat Shosha Behemoth. No, he killed three animals. So the Gemara says, Umuad lebehema, have muad laadam? What, someone who is muad to an animal is muad to a person? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav Shimi, Kigon Shaharat Shosha of Dekochavim, he killed three goyim. Umuad of Dekochavim, have muad la Israel? Hold on, if you're muad for goyim, are you muad for Israel? So the Gemara says, Ela Amar Rishim Lakish, Kigon Shaharat Shosha bnei adam terefa. He killed three people who were terefot, they weren't going to live. So muad le terefa, muad le shalem. Someone who is muad for non-living people, they weren't going to live, is muad for people who will live. Ela amar papa diktal ve'arak le'agma. He killed and he threw it in the swamp. Diktal ve'arak le'agma. He killed. Right, Rashi says la'achar she'idu bo barach. After he killed, after they testified, he ran away and he went to the swamp. So he killed and went to the swamp. He killed and went to the swamp. So they couldn't do anything with him. And that's how you find a case that he would become mu'ad. So Rav Acha, Breder of Ika, Amar, he says, no, Kigon Shehu is Muzom, Emezom, Amin. No, the case here is where you have two witnesses that come and say, here, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kishanagach Shtei Negichot Rishonot. He did two goring in the beginning. Ve'idu bo Shtei Kitot Edim, and two witnesses testified. Ba'u Kat Achad Ve'zimum. And then one set of witnesses came and testified against those first set and say that they're conspiring witnesses. They're not telling the truth. And therefore, he's not considered, the animal's not goring yet. And then when he gored the third time, a third set of witnesses came and testified about the second set that they are conspiring. So about all the cases, so now all three gores come into one play, and therefore he's muad. So the Gemara says, "Hanicha ila yude Torah bayinan shapir." It makes sense if you're making the animal muad. If you need the animal to be muad, that makes sense. Ela ila yude gavra bayinan. But if you're trying to make the person muad, Meimar amar le lo have yadana. The owner could have just said, "I had no idea." Meaning to say, he said, "This happened all in one shot. I was never warned before. Therefore, I had no idea that he was becoming a muad." So the Gemara says, "Kegon da amri kolay mati katil torei gabe hava kai." No, the case is that every time his ox would kill, he was standing right there next to him, and therefore he saw all of the killing. Ravina, my Ravina says, "Makirin et bala shor ve'en makirin et ashor." No, they know the owner of the ox, but they don't know the ox. So the Gemara says, "My havelen me'evad." What can the owner do if they don't know who the ox is? If he doesn't know who it is, mishum da amri day, they tell him, "Torah negach na idlach bebekarach ibay le nature kolay bekarach." Because they tell him, in your herd of animals, you have an animal that gores. You have to be guarding all of your animals. Then we said, "Vezeh vezeh chayvin mitah." They're both liable to death. Tanur Baran, the writer says, "Mimasha sheneimar sakol yisakel ashor." From the fact that it says, "We stone the ox." Eni odesh nevelahi nevelah asura chila. Do I not know it's a nevelah and a nevelah is asura to eat? So uma tamul amar lo yachel b'saro. Why does it say lo yachel b'saro? Magid lecha katuv to teach you she'im shechato la'achar shenigmar dino asur b'achila. If you slaughter it after there was a nigmar din, then it's forbidden to eat. So only ela b'achila, that's only for eating. B'hana amina, and how do we know for benefiting it's asur? Tamul amar ubal ashor naki to teach you that even to benefit. So the Gemara says, "My mashma, how do we know that the owner of the shore is naki?" So how do we know that from that pasuk? Shimon ben Zoma omer, "Kadam shomer lechaveru yatsa ish ploni nakim lechasav." It's like a person saying to his friend, "This person came out clean of his properties." Vein lo bahem hanaas shalkum. He doesn't have any benefit from them. So when I say mimai dulei achel besaro, how do we know this pasuk is lehechad shachato achash nigmar dino shasur achila? How do we know lo yachel is saying that once you slaughter it after the nigmar din, it's making it asur to eat? Ema tehechad shachato achash nigmar dino sharei achilahu. Maybe if you slaughtered it after the nigmar din, it's still permitted to eat. Why is it lo yachel b'saro? When it was stoned, that would be forbidden to benefit. Anytime it says these three words, it's both forbidden to eat and forbidden to benefit. That's the understanding. Until it explains to you, specifies, like, and it explains by nevela, the ger benetina, that for a ger, a nevela is allowed to be given, and for a goy, a nevela is allowed to be sold. So why don't you say this is the explanation of the pasuk? So Amri, they would say, hanemile hechad nafakle isur achila v'isur na'am mikra. That's when mikra lo yochal. That's when you learn out both prohibitions from lo yochal. Aval acha the isur achila misakol yisakel nafka. Over here we learn out the prohibition to eat from. You should surely stone the animal. So isak la'atach haid lo yachel b'saro isur hana'ahu. If you think this pasuk is about the prohibition of benefiting, nichtov rachmana lo yehaneh. It should have just said, don't benefit. Inami, or should have just said, lo yachel, don't eat it. Et b'saro lamali. Why do we need it to say et b'saro? So therefore, the afal gav, the avdek, and basar, even though you treated it like flesh, the shachateh, you slaughtered it, still, asur, it would be prohibited, both in eating and in benefiting. So matkif lamor zutra is a contradiction. Ema hanemile, let's say that's only flipping the amud. Hecha the badak tzor v'shachadbo. When you check the stone and you slaughtered with it, you check the stone, make sure there's no nicks and it's sharp, and you use that to slaughter. The avdek ein sekila, use the stone like they would use for stoning the animal. Aval hecha the shachte v'sakin, no. Maybe whenever you slaughter the animal using a knife, maybe that wouldn't be the same case. So Gemara says Amri atu sakin k'diva b'oraita. Does it say you have to slaughter with a knife in the Torah? V'atznan, it says in the Mishnah, ha-shochet b'magal yad, v'tzor u'kanesh chitalo kishera. The Mishnah says that if someone slaughters with a magal yad, like a handle of a sickle, like the magal yad part, v'tzor, or a stone, or a beam, let's say, all of these cases, as long as it was sharp and it's smooth, it would be kosher. So the Gemara says, v'hashta denafka le'isur achila v'isur hana'am ilo yachel v'saron. Now we learn that these two are prohibitions. Come from lo yachel b'saro. Bala shor naki lamali. Why do we need bala shor naki? So the Gemara says, "Lahana'at oro," to teach you that the hide of the animal is also forbidden to benefit. The hide, the flesh of the animal is forbidden to benefit, but maybe the hide would be permitted. That's why it says bala shor naki, that no, even the hide is prohibited to benefit. Okay, there's other tanaim who use this pasuk of bala shor naki for other derashot. Like we say later on, how do we know the prohibition of benefiting from one's hide, from the animal's hide? Where do we learn that? So it says the word et. What's et? Et hatafela besaro, that which is not primary, it's a secondary part of the flesh, which is the hide. So my nihu, that's oro, that's the hide. Vahaitana, et lo darish. And our tana didn't doresh the et. Okay, the Tanya is right, that says Shimon Ha'am Soni, Amrila, some say Nechemya Ha'am Soni, Ayad Doresh Kol Etin Shabbat Torah, he was Doresh all of the Etz in the Torah, Kivan Sheigia Le'et Adonai Elohecha Tira Piresh, once he got to, you have to fear God, Hashem your God, that Etz he didn't know how to explain, so he separated himself, he stopped explaining. Amrilo Talmidav, the student said, Rebbe, Kol Etin Shabbat Derashta Matei Alehen, all of those Etz that you made at Derasha, what will happen to them? Amar Lahem, he said to them, Keshem shekibalti sachar ala derisha, kach kibalti sachar ala prisha. Just like I receive reward for being doresh, so too I receive reward for pulling myself out when I don't know. So ad shebar Rabbi Akiva v'demen, until Rabbi Akiva came and said, et Adonai Elohecha tira, rabot talmidei chachamim, the mitzvah of fearing Hashem your God, the word et is coming to add even talmidei chachamim that you must fear. So the Braita says, Tanur Rabbanan, the Braita says, Ubal Ashur Naki, Machloke, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Naki Mechatzi Kofer, he's clean from paying the half a kofer payment. Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva says, Va'alo Hu Atzmo, En Mishtalem Elam Gufo, that he himself, the animal only pays from its goof. Havi'eu Le Beit Din, V'Shalem Lach. Go to the Beit Din, bring him to the Beit Din, and the Beit Din will pay you, because this animal is going to be put to death. So the Beit Din will pay you. So Amar Lo Rabbi Elezer, you think I'm talking about an animal that's liable to death? I'm talking about a case where the witness, there was one witness where the owner came and testified about the animal. He killed a person based on one witness or the owner. So hold on, if it was the owner who testified, that's someone who's admitting in a case of fine. And we know that someone admits in a case of fine is exempt. So the Gemara says, "Kasavar kufra kapara." No, we're talking about a case where the opinion is that the payment for kofar is an atonement, and therefore it's not exempt. So Tani Idech, we have another braita. Amar Lo Rabbi Elezer, Akiva, kachani beinecha. This is what you think of me. Shadini bazesh chay mita. You think I'm talking about an animal that's liable to death? Ain dini ela mitkavin laharoget abeima v'haroget adam. I'm talking about a case where the animal had intention to kill an animal and it killed a person. Lemitzri v'harag Yisrael, he wanted to kill an Egyptian and he killed a Jew. Lenefalim v'harag ben kaima, he wanted to kill a non-living baby, a baby that was, let's say, not stillborn, and he killed a nefel, like a baby that didn't last, and he killed a ben kaima, a baby that did last. So hey, Amar Leveresha, which one did he respond first? The first baraita or the second baraita? So Rav Kahana, Mishmei de Rava Amar, he said the name of Rava, Mitkaven Amar Leveresha. He said the intention to kill this one and he killed that one. That's what he said first, the second baraita. Rav Tivyomi, Mishmei de Rava Amar, Hemit Amar Leveresha. No, he said the first baraita first. So Rav Kahana, Mishmei de Rava Amar, Mitkaven Amar Leveresha. He said the second baraita first. Mashal et Sayyad Shesholed Dagim Min Hayam. It's talking about a parable to a fisher who goes and picks out the fish from the ocean. So flipping the Amud, Mashkach Rav Rvei Shakil, if he finds the big fish first, he takes the big fish. Zutere Shakil, when he finds the small fish, he takes the small fish. Meaning, he teaches the second bride, the first, that's the big fish, and then the first bride. Rav Tivyomi, Mishmei Rav Amar, Hemit Amar Lavresha. No, he taught the first bride, the first. Mashal Et Sayad Sholed Dagim Min Hayam. If you have a fisherman who's fishing from the water, Mashkach Zutere Shakil, if he finds small fish, he's going to take them. Mashkach Rav Rvei Shakil. If he finds then big fish, he's going to throw the small fish back in the water and he's going to keep the big fish. Meaning he teaches the small bride, the first bride, the first, and then the second bride, the second. And if he sees, the second bride is greater, so he's going to keep the second bride. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.